So this is the one and the only Kansas Music Hall of Fame member and former member of Shooting Star, the Ronnie Platt, lead singer of Kansas, right?
Yes, it is. Is this Wavy?
It is Wavy Davey in Tulsa. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic.
You're still the new guy, I guess, but you've been in the band for, what, 3 years now?
Approaching my three-year anniversary, but I'm not the newest guy. Dave Mannion and myself came on at the same time, but since Manny and I have been in the band, we've also roped Zach Risby into the band, and we... We duct taped them to the tour bus, and we don't let them go.
So all of the hazing and stuff, that's gone on to a new guy. That's good news, then.
Yeah, that's a sense of relief to me. But, you know, Zach is the newest new guy, then Manny and myself in the food chain there. I think, David Ragsdell would be the next newest guy. And the next newest guy who's only been in the band 30-plus years, Billy Greer.
This is a hell of an undertaking, man, to stand up there and play Left Overture start to finish.
Isn't it fantastic?
It is fantastic.
How many people didn't have that album back in the 70s, you know?
Right.
Really a treat and one heck of a show. We're going to torture you with 2.5 hours of show there.
Yeah, I don't think torture is the way to put it, man. I mean, you do Left Overture start to finish in complete order, and then you work in the hits, and then I guess you've got this new album that's just shot through the roof, man.
Yeah, The Prelude Implicit. I mean, it turned out absolutely incredible, and obviously a lot of Kansas fans feel the same way, so we're very proud of it.
Well, you should be, man. It's number 5 on the rock charts, number 6 on the physical album chart, 14 on the top 200. I mean, how long has it been since a Kansas album has landed that high on the charts? And I mean, this is the SoundScan era where it's actually, those are real numbers. It's for real.
From a band that's been around 43 years, it's amazing to me.
You got to be excited just to be a part of this, all of this that's happening now. It's got to be cool.
Very much so. I can't say it enough how you got to really throw kudos to Rich Williams and Phil Ehart for being in this business as long as they have been and still having a desire to put out new music, especially from a band that has such a wealth of a library of music. You got to give the kudos to Phil and Rich.
Absolutely. And then a lot of people may not know how Ronnie got in the band. Steve Walsh retired, and then Ronnie came into the band. You'd played some gigs with Kansas before when you were in Shooting Star, and they kind of had you in mind for this gig when Steve decided to retire.
I think so. I think when we played this little gathering called the Moon Dance Festival up in Walker, Minnesota, you know, if you want to call tens of thousands of people a little gathering. What a crazy time. And the lineup, just for the day that we played, and when I say we, at that point, I was the lead singer of Shooting Star at that time. So just that lineup on Thursday was Shooting Star, Foghat, Kansas, Sheryl Crow, and Journey. Is that amazing?
Totally amazing.
Talk about a heavy hitter show.
No kidding.
You know, I still remember being on stage there and, you know, looking over at the side of the stage and seeing Rich and Phil watch the Shooting Star set. I think that's really the time that they took note of me and maybe put me in their back pocket for future use.
When Steve retired, didn't you get on Facebook or something and leave a message? I mean, I know you're friends with like a niece of Dennis DeYoung's.
Right. My friend Dina, who has only been a friend and a fan for 20 plus years. I just came home from work one day and got a text message from her. And she said, you know, did you see this? And it was Steve's announcing his retirement. And I was friends with Rich Williams on Facebook, and I still am friends with Rich. He still likes me, as far as I know. So I shot Rich a message on Facebook, said, you know, Rich, Ronnie Platt from Shooting Star, give me some consideration. And that's all I wrote. And heard from Rich the very next day, which was a Thursday. Friday, I talked to Phil. Monday, I found myself flying from Chicago to Atlanta to meet with Phil and Rich. Met with them for a few hours. They told me that I wasn't coming down to audition. They already seen me perform, knew I could sing my butt off. They just wanted to know if I was a nice guy, if I would fit in with the band, if I was a Midwesterner type of guy.
Right.
I met with them. came right back home to Chicago, went to work the next day, driving my 18-wheeler around the beautiful streets of Chicago,
right.
And got an email from Phil saying, congratulations, you got the job.
They knew you could sing already. They just wanted to know if we're going to be stuck in a bus with you or on the road with you, we want to make sure we can put up with you.
And they haven't killed me yet. So that's a good thing.
That's a really good thing. Well, were you reluctant to fill Steve's shoes? You know, Arnell filling in for Journey, Kelly Hansen for Foreigner, and then Lawrence from Styx. All of those guys have caught heat for it, but Steve retired. So is that a little bit easier?
I think that's where I stand a little different from the guys who are in my class. And let me tell you, I'm in a very unique group here. Talk about Arnell and Journey now, and you've got Kelly Hansen and Foreigner. You've got Tommy DiCarlo in Boston. You know, I'm in a very tight-knit group here. And I think the circumstances in Kansas with Steve retiring made it more acceptable for the fans. And I've told the story many times. Right before my very first show, I saw the Behind the Music with Styx. Talk about Styx, you know, a Chicago band and,
right.
You know, having a connection with Styx. But I saw the Behind the Music, the VH1 show with Styx, and they were interviewing Lawrence Cowan, who took Dennis's place. And, you know, he was talking about how he was in the band even a year, not exactly getting a warm welcome from some fans in the audience.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
You know, of course, that entered my mind. I'm like, oh, my God, you know. I mean, I'm a hardcore Steve Walsh fan, you know. How are people going to accept me? But I think with the circumstances, and, you know, I think the guy that really opened the door, and I gotta send this guy, you know, some credit here, is the guy who really was the first replacement singer in Journey, who was Steve Augeri.
Oh, great singer, yeah.
Phenomenal singer. I mean, boy, I can't imagine the microscope that guy was under.
Yeah.
Taking Steve Perry's place, you know, especially when so many Journey fans were, hoping Steve would come back to the band.
Right.
You know, so I think the environment that I was under with Steve retiring and, you know, everybody in Kansas, present and former members, we're all on good terms. We're all friends. You know, there's no animosity or bad blood, whereas I think in other situations there were.
Tell me a little bit more about the new album, The Prelude Implicit.
Couldn't be more proud of it. And, you know, my favorite song on the album is the last one I listen to. It changes every day. It's really great. And we're so proud of it. And boy, we set the bar extremely high with this album.
And of course, you can pick it up at independent record stores. Those are the little guys that, you know, are in their shops every day. And you can also pick it up online at all the big guys like Best Buy, Amazon. You're on Apple Music, Spotify.
You can also go to KansasBand.com.
Go there, KansasBand.com. We got a great show coming up here at the Brady Theater, an old theater here. It's a great place to play. I think you're going to love it.
I think so, too. And, you know, we're talking the Heartland there. And, boy, we have an extra affection for our Heartland friends there. So really looking forward to that.
Topeka's just not that far from Tulsa. So we feel like Kansas is our hometown band. And we're really looking forward to the show coming up on March 25th at the Brady Theater.
So are we. We can't wait. Exciting Left Overture show, the entire album, 2.5-hour show, jam-packed of great music. What more can you ask for? Wavy Davey, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Take care, man.
Take care, man.